VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Typhoon Mangkhut barreled into southern China Sunday after lashing the northern Philippines with strong winds and heavy rain that left dozens dead and dozens more feared buried in a landslide. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
More than 2.4 million people have been relocated in southern China's Guangdong province to flee the massive typhoon, and nearly 50,000 fishing boats were called back to port. The gambling enclave of Macau closed casinos for the first time. Mangkhut made landfall in the Guangdong city of Taishan, packing wind speeds of 100 miles per hour. State television reported that surging waves flooded a seaside hotel. The storm also broke windows, felled trees, tall bamboo scaffolding off buildings under construction, and flooded areas with sometimes waist-high waters. I'm Karen Chamas.
Flooding in North Carolina from Tropical Depression Florence is devastating neighborhoods. The Associated Press correspondent Robert Bumstead reports from a canoe as he surveys the damage.
We are actually paddling through what was an auto shop, a tire shop, and on the other side a neighborhood near Jacksonville, North Carolina. The rain has stopped and the winds are calm, but the worst is definitely not over here for the people living in Jacksonville. And you can see cars underwater just around the corner as we pass this billboard. Locals tell me that there was a National Guard convoy that was coming through this area. They say maybe four or five trucks came in, only maybe three came out. When you've got flooding this bad, even the experts don't know how to handle it. I'm Robert Bumstead, Jacksonville, North Carolina.
This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office reports street protests over the lack of basic services in